You're listening to the Parkside Christian Church podcast. Here at Parkside, our mission is to love God, love people, and help others do the same. To learn more, visit ParksideChristian.com.
I hope you guys are having a good morning. Happy New Year. I've got all kinds of special stuff going on this morning. I brought it all with me. Man, my New Year started great. I got to watch my favorite football team lose right as the ball dropped. Oh, yeah. Good morning. It's a new year, 2023. Time keeps marching on. I hope it's a good morning for you. It was a foggy morning for us in New Richmond coming in, driving in this morning. But man, it is a day that the Lord has made. And we can rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what happens, we have that joy that we can take, that despite our circumstances, God is good and He cares about us. He knows you and He cares about you. Whether you're 5, whether you're 50, whether you're 95, that's true for us today. So families, as you're in here this morning, I have 4 kids. And they all are angels. They never do anything wrong. They're perfect. If you guys are loud, it's okay. If somebody's having an issue, it's okay. We're excited to worship together as a family. And if God wants you to hear something I say this morning, you're going to hear it. Right? Even if I don't say it, God can communicate it to you. So there's nothing that I'm going to say that's so important that you've got to scold your kids or be upset or take your kids out of here. We're good. We're going to make it. And we love being all together. We're starting a series this morning, The Ways of the Alongsider. This idea of what does it mean to merge alongside someone else in life. And this morning, as we get ready to celebrate a new year, as maybe some of you are wiping the sleep out of your eye, you're not sure exactly what time it is, I just have one goal this morning for all of us. The goal I have for us this morning is that you would look at one word differently. And that the different way that you would look at this one word would possibly not just change this upcoming year, it wouldn't just reframe 2023, but maybe it could change the rest of the way you live your life. And that word is the word disciple. All right, let's all stay engaged this morning. Can you guys say disciple with me? Disciple, good. Okay, I've still got you. Disciple is a word we use to refer to Jesus' followers, but it doesn't just refer to his 12 closest friends during his life on earth. In his last conversation with us, in his last conversation with his followers, he told them to go and make all people disciples. Are you all people? Am I all people? We're all people. So Jesus told his followers, hey, go and make all people disciples. We're supposed to become disciples of Jesus who help other people follow Jesus too. And so the way of the alongsider is saying, how do we fulfill our mission to love Jesus, love people, and help others do the same? That's why we exist as a church. How do we do that? How do we merge alongside people so that they can follow Jesus too? That phrase, the ways of the alongsider, it actually comes from a book that somebody has written that lives in the state of Ohio. His name is Bill Mowry. Bill Mowry is a veteran staff member with an organization called Navigators. He's written books on education, learning, discipleship, and leadership. He and his wife Peggy live up in Columbus. I bet they were upset yesterday too. And they serve with Navigators Church Ministry. And his passion is to create ministry cultures where people are relationally doing the Great Commission, right? Jesus' last words to his followers, one person at a time. It's the idea of like, hey, we're not going to do this with everybody all at once. We're going to do this friend to friend. We're going to come alongside people. Navigators, if you're not familiar with it, they're a ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus and helps people grow in their relationship with Him through life-to-life discipleship, creating spiritual generations of believers. They were founded in 1933. Navigators, since their founding, has upheld the mission to know Christ, to make Him known, and help others do the same. Sounds a lot like our mission statement, right? To love God, love people, and help others do the same. We're actually blessed here at Parkside that we've got Jason and Aaron Jew. Their kids were up here singing this morning, and they are navigators on the University of Cincinnati's campus. So they're trying to do that, and I hope you could even see, they're not just trying to do that with college students on the campus of UC, they're trying to do that with their kids. They're going, how do we come alongside people in life and just help other people follow Jesus? This January, we want to learn what it means to use our life to share the abundant life of Jesus with somebody else. What are the ways of the alongsider, and how do we spot them? Are you good at spotting things? Anybody, any eagle eyes in the audience? Okay, let's see. I've got a picture for you, okay? Let's throw this picture up there. We got to get this picture up there on the feed, so if you're streaming online, we'll get this up for you too. I want you to see if you can find the bee. There's a bee hidden somewhere in this picture. If you find it, don't just blurt it out. Don't just cheat and let everybody else know where it's at. Okay? This is actually a Hungarian artist named Gergely Dudas. I don't even know if I pronounced that right. Creates these brain teasers where he hides an object in the picture. Have you guys spotted the bee yet? Anybody spot the bee yet? We got like two people. Guys, 2023 is here. You better be ready. Okay, that bee isn't going to just... Let me give you a clue. Okay, here's the clue. Look around the raccoon. Can you spot it now? Look around the raccoon. Have you spotted the bee? Oh, it's starting to dawn on you. It's right there behind... You see right behind the raccoon there? All right, some of you just aren't going to get it, and that's okay. All right, let's try again. All right, next one. This one's a little bit easier, okay? That's a bunch of toucans. Not toucans, but toucans, the birds, okay? Let's see. Kids, can you spot this before the adults find this? Where is the penguin? Or if you've ever watched a nature show with that's narrated by Benedict Cumberbatch, the penguin. That's how he says penguin, penguin. Can anybody spot the penguin? He's got a different nose. That's my clue for you on this one. Can you spot the penguin? Look for the guy in the yellow shirt. The toucan around with the yellow shirt is close to the penguin. You found, my son Malachi just found it. Here we go, right over here. You see this guy? Poor penguin chilling out with a bunch of toucans. Hopefully you did all right with that. Let's shift gears a little bit, okay? We're going to do another Can You Spot the Challenge, but I'm going to have to ask you to use your imagination a little bit, your detective, your sleuthing skills. I've got a few pictures, and I want you to guess what career or what thing a person does in these pictures. Let's get the first picture up there, okay? Which one of these people is a community councilman or councilwoman? Right? Which one of these people is a community councilman? Okay? Decide somebody in your mind. We're going to go through a few of these, and we're going to circle back. So who's the community councilman? You got somebody picked out? You all are so judgmental, I tell you. No, next picture. Okay? Which one is the doctor in this photo? Which one's the doctor? Wow. That was good. I like it. Good engagement, guys. Okay, you got the doctor picked out. Okay, next picture. We got two more. Sports nutritionist. Who's the sports nutritionist? Interesting. Okay. One more. We'll try and make this one a little bit easier. College student. Who's the college student? Maybe Aaron and Jason Jew are really good at spotting the college students. You know, they're on campus. They're doing research all the time. Okay, let's go back to the very first picture. Are you ready for the answers? None of these people actually exist. A computer-generated program made all these people's faces. None of them are real. That's crazy, right? Okay, I don't show you all these photos. I don't do this bait and switch where you're like, I'm pretty sure one of those is a council member. I don't show that all to make you worried about AI, even though AI is doing some crazy things. I do that because it reveals something to us. Even as kids, maybe even more as adults, we see things, we see objects, we see people, and we put them into boxes. This looks like A. This person looks like A. Obviously, this person is A. We do that, and we do that with the word disciple, right? The goal that we have for this morning is to have a new understanding, a new perspective of the word disciple. When I say disciple, probably what you think of is you think of a guy in a robe that follows Jesus around. And maybe you don't think of a person in a robe following Jesus around. Maybe you think about somebody who's just a professional Christian, right? They've got their Bible. It's their job. You think, oh, maybe, you know, Pastor Matt, Pastor Randy, Pastor Rachel, you know, maybe it's one of them. They're disciples of Jesus, but I'm not a disciple of Jesus. Just like computers can generate photos of someone we think looks like a doctor or a councilman, our minds generate what a picture of a disciple is, and what we say is we go, nope, that's not me. I don't look like that picture. I don't look like that person on the screen. I don't look at what I've got in my mind's eye, so I can't be a disciple. The word that we have for disciple that we translate in the New Testament as disciple is this Greek word mathetes. Let me see if you're still with me. Can you say mathetes? All right, haven't lost you yet, or you're really good fakers, right? Mathetes, and so it's translated throughout the New Testament as disciple, but it can also be translated, it also has this meaning of student or learner. Student or learner. At the start of 2021, this institute, the Barna Institute, was doing research on discipleship. And so they asked all these questions of people who said that they were disciples. They wanted to be followers of Jesus. And so they asked them all, and the group that said they wanted to be disciples of Jesus, 56% of them, over half, said that somebody was teaching them about Jesus. They were students learning about Jesus. But only one out of three, 33% of them, said that they were teaching somebody else about Jesus. Do you notice that gap? You know, what we've started to say this morning about the word disciple is that we want to be students that help other people be students too. And there's this gap because a lot of us can say, well, yeah, I want to learn about Jesus, but I don't know if I'm capable. I don't know if I'm the dude in the robe who can turn around and open up the scrolls and teach somebody else about Jesus. It's easier for us to say we want to learn than it is for us to say that we're willing to teach somebody else. I hope that you're willing to join me this January and this year in having the fresh perspective on this word disciple. Will you be willing to see yourself as a student of Jesus? Because maybe what you thought didn't exist out of 12 guys that followed Jesus around is actually something that you're capable of. The heart of this series, the heart of the ways of the alongsider, the people that merge right along somebody else, is we want to be people that help others become students too. It's not that we have to teach them everything. It's that we just have to say, come follow Jesus with me. So we've done a couple picture puzzles already this morning. I've got one that's a little bit different for you, okay? We've seen if we can spot hidden objects in pictures. I tricked you guys and had you try and decide what careers fictional people did. But let's see if we can actually spot the disciple. Can you Can you spot the disciple? Who do you think would be best at spotting a disciple? I mean, what does a disciple look like, talk like, live like? What are their habits, values, practices? Are you a disciple of Jesus? Are you a student of Jesus? Maybe the person who would be best at spotting a disciple of Jesus might be Jesus, right? That's always a good guess, guys. If you zone out in church and you're having to come back, saying Jesus out loud is always a good guess. Let's see Jesus spot some disciples in Matthew chapter 4. If you've got your Bibles or you want to grab one at the tables around the room, we got Bibles for you. You can open it up on your phone. We'll have it on the screen. Here's Jesus spotting some disciples in the wild. Verse 18, as Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers. Anybody got a brother in here this morning? Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew, and they were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come follow me, Jesus said, and I'll send you out to fish for people. They had never fished for people before. And at once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, Jesus sees some more disciples in the wild. He saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. They were working with their dad, and Jesus called them. And immediately they left their boat and father and followed him. Now, time out. What qualities did these guys have? If we could put their pictures up on the screen, if we could hide them in a lineup of people and we said, pick out the disciples who are the students of Jesus, what qualities do these guys have? I mean, there is nothing that we just read that made you or me think, you know what, these guys would be good. These guys were fishermen. They weren't professional students. They weren't highly educated. They hadn't followed other rabbis around. There's nothing that we see that makes them ideal to be students of Jesus, except for one thing. Jesus invited them, and they said yes. They followed. Everything else, every other quality was something that either Jesus saw that we can't see, or it was something that Jesus taught them. Huh. Maybe if we're supposed to be disciples, maybe it's because we don't have the qualities and we need Jesus to teach us. What qualities would they come to exhibit, though? What would become the things that people would start saying, you know what, that person's a student of Jesus. This person has learned from Jesus. Bill Mowry, in his book, the book that we get this series title from, The Ways of the Alongsider of Navigators, he came up with a list of qualities that he sees in a disciple that after studying the Gospels, he said, hey, this is what made these people special. They followed Jesus, and then they did these things. And as we go through these, whatever your age is, okay, take a picture of a few of these as they come on the screen. If you've got a piece of paper, write them down. If you've got a phone, maybe type them down. Because at the end of my message, I'm just going to ask you to pick one or two that you're going to go, you know what? I'd like to be a student of Jesus in this area. So as we go through these, we'll go through them pretty quickly. We're going to come back to them throughout the series. But this morning, maybe just get your curiosity piqued. Maybe just go, maybe this is an area I could grow. Maybe this is an area I'm good at. Maybe I'm already a student in this area. Here we go. The first one, a disciple loves God with all their heart. Okay, guys, I'm kind of embarrassed on this one. This might not be the kind of thing that you look at a pastor, somebody whose job it is to kind of follow God. You would say, obviously, Matt loves God with all of his heart. Every time there's a worship song where it says, I love you, God, with all my heart, you know what I have to do? I kind of have to be quiet. Because it sounds good, but that's a hard one for me to say. Because there's a lot of things I love. Good things that I love, not so good things that I love. I love my wife. I love my kids. I love you guys. I love the Buckeyes. But then it's also hard because I do love God a lot. I love God a lot, but it's hard when you see all the stuff that's going on in the world and you go, hey, this guy that I love, I think he's got the power to stop this or to change this or to help this. And when that doesn't happen, sometimes it's hard to love God with all your heart. So as we start this list, it's a big one. But a disciple is somebody who says, I want to love God more and more. Okay, that's the first one. A disciple loves God with all their heart. The next one, it's got love in it too. All this mushy stuff, guys. A disciple loves other believers and contributes to their growth. A disciple loves other believers and contributes to their growth. Parkside, this is one that we should hang our hat on. Okay? Loving somebody else and contributing to their growth doesn't take talent. It just takes care. And Jesus said in the Gospel of John that the world will know that we are his disciples, his students, by how we love each other. So just look at yourself and go, am I discipling somebody else? Am I helping somebody else in their faith? Next one. A disciple is committed to living and loving the Scriptures. I like the way that they wrote that one. Living and loving the Scriptures. That's God's Word. That's the Old and New Testament. We have God's Word because of the life that Jesus lived. Do you love God's Word? Or do you use God's Word to just make you feel better about yourself? Do you love God's Word? Or do you just kind of use it to benefit you? The next one is a disciple is learning to surrender their life to the Lordship of Jesus. The Lordship. When was the last time somebody said, do you allow someone to have lordship in your life? That's not a word we use very often. When people come to know Jesus, when they place their faith in him, we'll say, hey, are you ready to make Jesus your Lord and Savior? The Savior part kind of makes sense. I need to be saved. Rescue me, Jesus. But the Lord part is saying God's in charge of your life. A student of Jesus is humbling themselves before Jesus. We did a series this fall called Exceptionally Small, and it was all about humbling ourselves and letting Jesus be in control. Are we allowing ourselves to be humbled before Jesus? Because you can't be a student of somebody if you're not willing to humble yourself before them. A disciple is growing in their ability to share the good news of Jesus with others. That's a tough one, isn't it? A disciple is growing in their ability to share the good news of Jesus with others. There's a lot of us that go, man, I love Jesus. I don't know exactly how to share him with somebody else. That's something that you don't get good at until you practice it. You got to get uncomfortable with it. You'll see us coming back to this one several times throughout the series, because living as a student of Jesus, when we fall in love with the teachings of Jesus, it's going to show up in our lives. And ultimately, we want to help other people follow Jesus too. So we're going to talk about that a lot. The next few qualities of a disciple, of a student of Jesus, are habits that keep us centered and in rhythm. When I was a youth pastor, I would tell students, like maybe this isn't the best advice to give a student who should be trying their best, but I would tell students, hey, if you want to graduate high school, if you want to graduate college, half of the battle is showing up. Like, if you want to graduate, just show up for class. And the other half is just turning in your work. It's really hard to fail if you just show up and do the work. I mean, you'll be astonished how much you learn just by doing that. The next few things that we talk to, these last few things, are all things that if you just show up and turn in your work, you're going to be surprised when all of a sudden you go, you know what? I think I'm a student of Jesus. So this one, a disciple is growing in his or her faith through prayer. Prayer, this is a simple one. Prayer is preparation. It's a pre-step in the Christian life. When you're praying, you are paving the way for Jesus to be at work in your life. If somebody's going to teach you, you're probably going to want to talk to them. Hey, this morning, time in class is good, but this isn't going to transform you. This might encourage you, this might motivate you, but you're going to have conversations with God, the teacher, if you're going to be a student of Jesus. A disciple seeks to obey Jesus in the routines of life. A disciple seeks to obey Jesus in the routines of life. Do the teachings of Jesus show up in the way you spend your day? This is a convicting one for a parent. Like, as a parent, we've all had that moment where we do something, and then, like, weeks later, Our kids are going somewhere and they say the same thing. They do the same thing. And you're like, where did you learn that? Right? Who told you that word? They see what we do. And they do what we say, right? They pick that up. Just the other day, our family had a moment like this. We were running really quickly to Walmart for an errand. We were in a hurry. We're like, hey, we got to get in. We got to get out. We pull up to Walmart. And then all of a sudden, we have a moment where we've got to decide, is the way of Jesus going to flow out of us? Are we going to come along somebody? Or are we just going to pull right by? We pull up to Walmart, and there is an elderly man who's face down, stuck on the ground. We don't know what's going on. We don't know if he's had a heart attack. We don't know if he's fallen, if he's injured. And in that moment, what comes out. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus says, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. Hey, what's inside you is going to come out when life shakes you. And so we did. We threw the car in park. One of us got out to see what was going on, and the other one says, hey, kids, let's pray for this let's pray for this man. And so we did. We got a chance to help Kevin sit up. We got a chance to pray with him, talk with him, and who knows where Kevin is or what Kevin's doing right now, but in that moment, we had to choose. Are our kids going to see us be like Jesus, or are they going to see us saying, hey, my schedule is more important than whatever's going on with Kevin? Last one. A disciple seeks to serve others through wise stewardship of his time, talent, and treasure. Do the things that you have, do they make your life better? Or do they make someone else's life better? Are you using the things so that just you can learn, so just you can be comfortable? Or are you using your time, talent, and treasure to make other people's lives better? A disciple uses what they have to serve others wisely. So here's what I want to do. As we get ready to go into communion, I just want you to look in the mirror. Can you spot the disciple? Can you spot the student? Are you a student of Jesus? Maybe look at this in two ways. What's one area that you go, you know what? I look in the mirror and I do see a student of Jesus. Write that down. Hey, this is a strength. Don't just skip over a strength. This is an area God could use. And maybe, where's one area or two areas where you look in the mirror and you say, I can't spot the disciple? Maybe those are some areas that you can work on this year. Maybe you can look around the room and find somebody else at Parkside that you go, you know what, this person does look like a disciple in that area. And you can say, I want to be like them. Let's be students of Jesus this year. Okay, I'm going to ask you to repeat after me before I pray for communion. You ready? Are you ready to repeat after me? Okay, a disciple is a student. Okay, a disciple is a student. Let's be students of Jesus together. Let me pray for communion. God, I pray that as we have communion this morning, that we would look in the mirror. And God, it's hard. It's kind of like those pictures of people that don't exist, that a computer generated them. We go, God, I'm not sure what a disciple looks like. I'm not sure if they exist. I'm not sure I'm capable of being a disciple. God, you looked at guys that we would have glossed right over. And we would have said, no, I don't think they're a disciple. And you said, that person can be a student. Help us to be a student. Help us to learn from you. And as we have this time of communion where we remember the sacrifice you made for us, thanks for making it so that we can be your friend. Thanks for making it so that we can connect to you. And in 2023 and in the years that follow, help us to be students that follow you in a way that just gently leads other people to follow you too. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. You can stay connected with us throughout the week by following Parkside on social media. To learn more, visit parksidechristian.com.